You are listening to Look Who's Talking. I am Cameron Minter. I am your co-host, and the fabulous Jessica Coffey is our host.
Hey guys.
What's going on, Jessica? Fabulous.
Don't put my head up. Listen.
It's one of them days. It's one of them days.
If you pump it up, it's going to blow.
It's Friday Eve.
It's always good. Friday Eve.
Woo! That's a shouting move right there.
Hallelujah! You know what? I didn't even realize today was Thursday.
Come on,
that's
girl.
How my day. That's how my week has been.
I know, right?
Like, I'm just trying to make it to the end.
I know, right? I don't even look that's at my calendar in advance.
You know what?
I got to live one day at a time.
Friday Eve. I'm excited about that.
That's it. That's a good thing.
But I'll be working on the weekends.
So. Oh my Lord! I'm so sorry. Listen, so much has happened since our last show. Cal has jumped to ship. Yeah.
Help us, Lord.
You've had time to listen to that little jive album of yours, so we need some updates. What are we doing with the album?
Well.
And just so our listeners know, we're talking about Beyonce's country album.
If you listen to the show, we probably talk about Beyonce
at least once.
Yeah. Because, you know, that's important. She's important.
Okay.
However, but before that, I want to say we survived the eclipse because there's been a lot of people thinking the eclipse is happening.
You survived it.
Grab your wives. Grab your kids. Let's hold up. I want to talk about Cal first.
Okay.
Can we do that?
Get Cal. Let's get Cal.
Listen, you know, I'm a UK fan.
Uh-huh.
Football and basketball.
That's rare.
I stuck with them even when we had Billy Gillespie.
Come on.
That was a bad season.
Oof.
That was a bad 2 years, Come on. But I still will be a UK fan. However, I'm mad at all the other fans because this is what they wanted.
You're right about it.
What we gonna do now?
You're right about it. But you know what? I look at it this way. Denny Crum was the Duncan coach, 2 points, right? Then Rick Pitino came and said, you can do your 2 points if you want to. UK, we're doing 3 points, right? Yeah. Then that area. Now Cal came with the one and done with the freshmen, right?
Yeah.
And that era is over.
It is. You know, I talked to a friend about it, Cam, and I was like, in between, I was like, I know that we are a school for winning,
mm-hmm.
but at the same time, he's changing these men's lives.
That's right. That's right.
And at the point, like,
it never got on band with the fan base. The fans wanted championships. Cal wanted progress with kids.
Yeah. And I can't be mad at that.
You can't be mad at it, but if you wanted championships, you could be mad.
Yeah.
You've had the best classes. Well, the best.
The famous people won't come no more. Like, Drake ain't gonna come back.
Well, Drake was your downfall. You don't need Drake.
Well, every time he came, we lost the game.
Exactly. So. You don't need Drake.
Hey, have you heard that Pitino was coming here?
What?
No, I ain't heard that.
That's your coach.
That's my coach, but he ain't coming.
But
if he did...
That's what the word on the street
I'm a Louisville fan, just in case y'all don't forget. And I've gone through the worst 2 years, so her little Billy Gillespie years.
Well, hasn't it been like 5?
I mean, at least we've been winning some games. The last 2 years, we ain't won no games. I mean, come on. Yeah, it's been a rough ride.
You know what? It's a hard time for Kentucky college basketball, let's say that.
Yeah.
Well... I only really mean UK and Louisville. I don't know what everybody else is doing.
Well, yeah, because Transy, they won the championship. Did they do it again this year? I've lost track. But anyway, at least they did it last year.
Yeah. What about Cowboy Carter?
Okay, give me your songs.
Oh, you know what? I like a lot of them. My favorite one right now is Levi Jeans. Mm.
Levi Jeans.
Yeah, you need to listen to that one. But she did. She redid Jolene.
Oh yeah. You were talking about that. How was it?
Yeah, it was. It's good actually.
It's okay.
But I like Dolly being gone and talking to her.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh,
she's on there. Willie Nelson is on there.
Wow.
Saying some stuff. So I think
this was all political though. This is all just getting her.
She was proving a point.
Well, she's in the door, and her fans alone will keep her in the door.
That part. But I think she's gained different fans from this, too.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see at the Country Music Awards next year.
No doubt.
Will
no
she doubt. Be invited?
No doubt. Mm-hmm. That's the question. And now that we've got the question out of the way, I think it's time for a coffee break.
Alrighty, for this coffee break, I just want to say to everyone, never be a prisoner of your past. It was a lesson, not a life sentence. And, you know, some of the best lessons, Cam, that I've learned is from, you know, just things from the past that I felt like I was bound to. But what I realize is I'm not.
Right.
Say that.
There's so much in our past that shapes us who we are. And if we had the choice, we would desire not to go through that path.
Mm-hmm. We sure would, but we wouldn't be the person
or
the people that we are today without just some of those lessons in life. So don't hang on to your past too long. You can make it through.
Absolutely. How many things from your past that God saved you from?
Ooh.
How many guys in your past that you just knew you was going to love for life? Oh, I'm sorry.
Every single one of them.
I'm sorry.
All of them.
Are you glad this that you dodged them, right?
This is the one. But you know what? I used to be like, this is the one. But they never met my parents.
Well,
that should have been a key sign.
Clear.
Yeah, nah. Not this one.
Because you a daddy's boy, girl, ain't you?
Well, I hope I'm not a daddy's boy. Well, but no, I you're am a daddy's girl. I'm definitely a daddy's girl.
Yeah, we know.
But you know what? My mama be jealous.
Of course. Of course, like, you're picking one.
Oh my goodness. I'm not picking. I'm a daddy's girl and a mama's girl, but my daddy understands me.
You just hope they don't listen to your podcast because
you know what? And I don't share it with them. Just like I didn't share them relationships with them. I ain't sharing this podcast when I talk about them.
I know it.
Because they would have something to say.
You got it. Who we got on the show today?
Listen, today on the show, she's one of my favorite people in my personal life.
Mm-hmm.
It is Christina Hyten.
Welcome, Christina.
Who is the clinical services manager for the Lexington Fayette County Health Department. Mm-hmm. Christina and I met in college, in grad school.
Uh-oh.
And it's a crazy story. I remember it like it was yesterday. Like, I was sitting in the advisor's office, and, you know, she walks in. She's always so cheerful and, hey, and all of that. And I'm like, who is this? But what we realized that day is we were going to be in all classes together.
Mm.
But we had the same undergrad experience, and I had never seen her before.
Wow.
I was like, how?
Mm.
So, yeah.
Welcome.
It was fate.
Wasn't it?
It was fate. And here we are.
They used to call us, what's the yin and yang?
Yeah.
Yeah. So where you saw one, you would see the other.
Yeah.
Well.
Now look at us.
We got to get some.
They were scared, too.
We got to get some dirt. We got to get some dirt while you're here. Dirt, dirt, dirt.
What?
There ain't no dirt.
No dirt?
Only thing is.
It's to the grave.
There's Dove soap.
To the grave.
It's clean over here. There's
only,
Dove
soap.
It's
only pure white Dove soap, huh?
Dove. Shout out to Dove. Yes. Y'all pay me. We trying to get some endorsements over here.
Oh, my goodness. God, my goodness. So you all have a background in health. Is that correct?
Nutrition.
Correct. Nutrition.
Yeah. Our background is in nutrition. And, you know, I think it's crazy how just life goals, because when we got out of when I say we were together all the time, like literally all the time, we had an office that was no bigger than this table. It was literally a closet.
Wow.
It was a closet. It might have shut. It might have shut. I don't even know if it shut all the way.
I know it did because we used to take naps.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that part.
What?
That's cool. We used to take naps in there. Yeah. We dimmed the lights down. And
UK, I'm not paying that money back. Even though I was asleep and you were paying me. But, you know, I after grad school, I started working for the health department.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know how many times I was like, Christina, come on, work. So finally she was like, okay, I'll put in the application. She got hired and then I left.
Go!
Oh.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
But we've both always worked for in the field of community nutrition with pregnant moms to 5 years old.
Okay.
Yeah. So tell us about your story. Tell us about the health department, WIC, and why it's important.
Yeah. Golly, it's so crazy to sit here and talk to you. And I was having flashbacks of school and all those group projects that we would have to do together. And yeah, Jessica was the ride or die when I was in school or when we were in grad school. Mm-hmm. Anytime a group project came around, it was, I got you, you got me. Okay, we're going to be in the group together because we knew we could rely on each other and the work would get done. So
Christina probably done all the work, though.
We made it. Even through our thesis, I'll never forget, okay, we both defended. And she told me, now, don't you ask no questions after my presentation.
I did.
And sure enough, I raised my hand.
Wow.
I said, you're going to know this. You're going to know this. So, because I wanted to know. I had to know the answer. But then, yes, she recommended that there was an opening at the health department as a WIC nutrition specialist. And at the time, I was working at a pharmacy and had graduated. And at that point in time, you know, trying to figure out what you want to do when you're done with school. And so that's just a challenge in and of itself, because now you've got all these bills you have to pay.
Right.
Parents done cut you off, right. You know, it's time to grow up. So definitely that was probably the best decision I ever made. And I'm forever grateful to Jessica, because I wouldn't have applied or probably done that if she had not recommended me.
And then left you.
And yeah, I left. But now I look at her. She's running the whole clinic, man.
There it is.
It's not just WIC. Tell us some of the programs that are, you know, that you lead.
Yeah. So I started as a WIC nutrition specialist and then evolved into a clinical team leader over the business services side, and then supervise the WIC clinic directly, and then now I'm the clinical services manager. So now I oversee our business services area, our WIC program, and we also have a harm reduction program as well.
Tell me about the WIC program. I am familiar, but not familiar with what WIC does.
Yes, it's an amazing food and supplemental program for women, infants, and children. That's what WIC stands for, all the way from birth until the age of 5. And the idea is that once they go into kindergarten, that they will then carry on and get those school meals, so breakfast program, lunch program. But from birth until then, we are providing a lot of nutrition education. We do referrals. So if there is any point in time an individual who needs a car seat referral, mm-hmm, or referral for more food in the home, or if they have any type of domestic violence as well. So you have to know your resources to be able to assist people who are coming needing more than just WIC services, because sometimes it's not just WIC that they need. They need other things to help and assist. And we certainly are there to provide that. And so with that, and the women who are pregnant and breastfeeding as well. So we have breastfeeding support. So we provide nutrition education, but we also provide food benefits that come on a card. And these are foods that are essentially nutritious for individuals in this age category. So for women and children, they get cheese, eggs, milk, bread, rice, tortillas, or whole wheat pasta. There's money towards fresh fruits and vegetables. We do offer peanut butter for women and children who are 2 and up. And then for the infants, we have formula. We know that it is very costly and expensive. We had a formula recall recently that we went through. that was very devastating for mothers and families altogether. Very scary time, honestly, to be able to. I can't imagine having to worry about how I was going to be able to feed my infant,
right,
and where I was going to find it. And so we were there to be able to try to change food packages and allow for women to find and guardians and caregivers these formulas that were available. So very scary. And then infant cereals and jarred fruits and vegetables for them.
Wow. That's a lot. And that's just part of what you do.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more with Christina. You're listening to Look Who's Talking.
This past year has highlighted the strength of Community Action Council. Every day, our staff works together to help families recover from this crisis. We're educating children at home and in person, helping parents who lost their jobs, and helping households avoid eviction. Our work at Community Action Council has never been more important than it is right now. So why not join us? We have employment opportunities requiring a range of skills from entry level to advanced. Apply online at commaction.com.
Community Action Council's prep academies have openings in their early Head Start program for children aged 6 weeks to 3 years old. Spaces are filling up, so now is the time to apply for the upcoming school year. Every child who enrolls receives a full scholarship for the entire school year. To get connected and ensure your young child gets a head start on their education, call Community Action Council at 859-233-4600. You can also find Community Action Council online at comaction.org. That's comaction.org.
We're back. You're listening to Look Who's Talking, and our guest is Christina Hinton.
Hi.
All right. Jessica.
Hey.
This is your friend.
It is.
This is your friend, and we're talking about all things nutrition.
Trying to get this radio voice down.
Get it down. Get it down. Get it in.
Trying.
Girl, just talking your normal.
Try not to be afraid of the mic here.
Don't be afraid. I was talking about obesity.
Oh, okay.
So
come on.
Let me talk about obesity my way, and then y'all can get it right. Because obesity is a lie. When I go to the doc and they say I'm morbidly obese, I am upset with that. I am upset with that. Those are standards from a long, long time ago. It
yes,
needs to
they
be
are
updated.
A long time ago.
Okay, so I said my piece now.
They don't take an effect muscle.
Come on.
That's it's like I'm fighting saying. Words, right?
Hey, come on, morbidly obese. Somebody actually said, I said, for real? Okay. Let's talk about obesity.
You went
I
in
just,
on
I
that.
I just had to get that off. I okay. just had to get that off my chest.
Yeah. He's not upset about that
I'm
at
not
all,
upset.
Is he?
not upset about that at all.
So what I want to talk about with you, Christina, is like for Head Start, we focus, you know, there is one of several focuses, and we, you know, make sure we give nutritious food to hopefully combat obesity within that 0 to 5 age range. What are some of the things that WIC encourages families and mothers to do to or how you all address obesity within, you know, those age ranges?
Right. So it's really important how you also address the topic as well, because there are some ways in which you want to be able to get the messaging across that your child is not necessarily obese, but that they're at a higher range than where we would like for them to be, especially on the growth chart. So our first way in which we can address that is we take height and weight in our clinic, and then we plot it on the growth chart. And so that way we can sit with the parent and let them know, or the guardian, hey, this is where your child is on, mm-hmm. on the growth chart. And then from there, we can make those recommendations as far as what we can do to make small, easy changes in an individual's diet. And I call them lifestyle changes. I don't necessarily like the word diet because right. every time I hear the word diet, I feel like it's here today, gone tomorrow. Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So we really want to make behavior changes or behavior modifications. And it could be as easy as, hey, instead of going to McDonald's through the drive-thru and getting those chicken nuggets, why don't we bake them at home and buy them from the grocery store and then put them in the oven? Mm-hmm. Or I know right now the air fryer is very popular. A lot of people love to utilize the air fryer. Another way is we do talk about the amount of juice intake. Sugar is very, very popular, and mm-hmm. it makes us happy. I mean, we always mm-hmm. talk about when a baby is first born, and you talk about sweet, sour, salty, bitter. Even now, umami is a flavor profile as well. Sweet is always the one flavor that's going to make an infant happy. Yeah. I mean, you remember in class, like out of all the baby faces, I mean, that baby was so happy whenever they got the sugar, and it makes mm-hmm. you happy, right? Mm. I mean, Cam over there, what's your favorite candy bar?
Oh, Snickers.
Or candy. Come See? On. Snickers.
He didn't hesitate with that one.
No, he did not. No, he didn't. I like an individual who knows his favorite That's candy right off the bat.
That's important.
And it makes you happy. It sends those happy little signals to your brain, and it can almost, people have said, have addicting properties too, in mm-hmm. a sense. I know a lot of people drink sodas and are have a really hard time limiting the amount of sugar intake. So with that, you know, we do provide juice on the WIC program, but we're asking, are you diluting it with water? Are you cutting it half and half? Mm-hmm. And we do then an assessment and talk about what is your child eating? What are some ways in which we can change how we how we produce food or make food at the house? So instead of using oil or frying things, it's baking and using olive oil. Instead of drinking a lot of juice, can we add a little bit of milk with that now has some calcium and vitamin D mm-hmm. supplementation? Can we do a vitamin if needed, a multivitamin? Because a lot of the times children don't want to eat a lot of the things that are offered. We have these picky eaters. And so I know some children would come to the office and they only want chicken nuggets, french fries, and pizza.
That's it.
And so mm-hmm. Also taking the time to practice and to work with your child as well. I think a lot of the times it's just easy just to give them what they want.
Right.
But we really need to start from scratch. And that's why it's important that we start in early and we're right there from the jump.
Yeah, well, my grandkids, I force them to try things. Mm-hmm. I think they get an opinion from other people and they adopt that themselves. I was like, but have you tasted it?
Yeah.
So we'll go get all those wild fruits and things. Uh-huh. I got to do it with my granddaughter now because we have to taste passion fruit and kiwi and all these different things that are not normal in our everyday eating. But it's
you know
it's
what? Scoring. It takes 15 to 20 tries to
just about to say that. Yep.
Identify whether you really like something or not.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, in different settings, too. It's not 15 to 20 different teaspoons there with the infants. It's literally different moments mm-hmm. in time that you're trying it. And so that's why I tell families, I said, why do you think other cultures and countries eat what they eat? And you would probably, you know, turn your nose up at it and not think anything about eating it or wonder, I would never eat that. Well, it's because it's a part of their culture and it's ingrained in their day-to-day life. And so, again, if we start with those good habits at the very beginning, then they're just going to take them on.
Well, I ate everything because my mama said, if you don't eat this, you ain't eat nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
But it struck me odd. I went by a Head Start classroom for something and they were eating raw broccoli. And I said, in what life would children be eating raw broccoli? And I didn't see any ranch, you know. But it's all about introduction and getting it to them and letting them make a decision on their own. But
And have fun with it. We want food to be a fun experience. Yeah. We don't want it to be disciplinary because that's something a lot of parents want to do. Is they want to discipline their child and say, okay, well, if you're not going to eat this, then this. Or if you eat this, then, you know, this will happen. So we want to make it more enjoyable and fun. And so I even tell parents when they're first introducing solids to their babies. Just let them have, it's okay if they play in it and mm-hmm. have it all over their face. Mm-hmm. And if it falls on the ground and the dog gets it, okay, good for the mm-hmm. dog, but, or the cat, but you know, just, it should be a fun, enjoyable thing.
And so. That's one of the things that I love about our Head Start program. Not only, you know, are we doing like healthy meals on a budget where we are teaching the parent and the child, one, how to pick healthier options, mm-hmm. but also how to cook together. So because your child is more likely to try something new when you get them involved in the preparation right. process. But also we have taste test Tuesdays where our kiddos, we are introducing, say, possibly mango, something that they probably wouldn't get in their lunch that we provide them right. and possibly something that they wouldn't get at home either.
Right, right.
So some of those, you know, exotic fruits or right. vegetables, right. we have been introducing to our kiddos.
And it's funny because in another show you had mentioned that parents leave and say, I don't understand how you all get them to try stuff
mm-hmm.
when we're at home is absolutely right. no. But
yeah. And they're with their peers at school. And if they see their friends trying right. it, they're like, ooh, let me try it. But at home, right. it's more like,
you're
well,
put it on me.
You're trying to make me right. eat it. Mm-hmm. Where here we give them the option, mm-hmm. but the option is in a room where they're like, oh, my best friend trying this. Right. Let me try it too.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm glad you mentioned budgeting because that's really important right now. I mean, food costs have increased so much. I mean, anybody can look at their food bill right now and see how much it has increased over the years. And so even for us in the WIC program, being able to work with families and assisting them in trying to figure out what are some good ways to budget. And mm-hmm. it's just vital right now. Everybody, I think, is needing a little bit of that.
So tell us about, you know, if there's any programming or special things that you all as WIC or the health department are doing that's coming up maybe this spring and summer.
Yeah. So something that we look forward to, and our participants are already calling us asking about the farmers market program. And so what that is there is some funding set aside for our participants, WIC participants, to be able to go out to the local farmers and buy fresh, locally produced fruits and vegetables. So they can't buy anything that is not, in a sense, Kentucky proud. So it has to be fresh fruits and vegetables, not allowed to buy any meats, pastas, baked goods, honey. That's mm-hmm. not allowed on there. Just again, back to that grassroots, fresh fruits and vegetables, homegrown here. And it also assists the local farmers as well, because those funds are going directly to them. So we are allotted a certain amount of money. And each year so far, it's been $30 per person, as long as they're 5 months and up. And they can go out and go to these WIC-approved vendors and go shopping and buy fresh fruits and vegetables.
So
and
you use your WIC card at the farmer's market.
So with the funds, it's actually really interesting now. It used to be on a check.
Mm-hmm.
And we used
called
to...
called a voucher.
Yes, called a voucher or food instrument. But now, as recently as, gosh, it's either we're in the second or the third year where they have an app now. So oh, okay. we can actually log in and to a Soli Market app, and an individual will sign up. We send them an email, mm-hmm. and it goes right into the app. And so the farmer has the ability, if you open up the app, and they can scan and get those funds to the farmer. If you don't have an app, we can get you a card, and it's mm-hmm. a separate card. So you have your WIC card, but then you also can have your farmer's market card as well.
So when you say the farmer's market, are you talking about the big one downtown?
Yes. So there are several, actually. There is one at Plaudit Place in Hamburg. They typically will set up at the Liquor Barn parking lot out there. They have one on High Street, so over there by mm-hmm. Rupp Arena. They have it set up downtown on Saturdays. And then a really popular one I enjoy going to is the one on Sundays at Southland Drive. That mm-hmm. one's really huge. There are a ton of vendors there. So really great to see local individuals coming out with, I call a craft. I don't think it's easy to do what they do. And so another thing, too, that we talk a lot about in food and nutrition and healthy eating is sustainability. And mm-hmm. so teaching individuals how to garden, mm-hmm. And so this is our way. Yeah, exactly. We want to, this is also a great way for individuals to learn and for children to learn that, you know, your tomatoes really don't come from Kroger or from Meijer or Walmart. Right. Someone actually took the time to grow them. And so for them to meet the farmer and learn a little bit more about that process, that's also a blessing as well. So
can you tell our listeners, you know, if, what if they're like, hey, I don't know if I qualify for WIC. How do I find out if I qualify for WIC?
Right.
Or what are the qualifications?
Yes. Yeah, so anybody who has a medical card automatically qualifies for WIC. Individuals essentially have to meet 185% of the poverty level or below. So we talk about household income. This is before taxes. Mm-hmm. If they have food stamps, then they are eligible for WIC. We also do income guidelines. So those can be found on our website. Mm-hmm. And if individuals have any questions or concerns, they're more than welcome to call and reach out to us. Mm-hmm. We're happy to be able to do an assessment right there if we need to see if you're eligible. And that's one criteria. And then, of course, another criteria is being nutritionally at risk, which we can always find a risk factor. I mean, eating a cookie, a cake, and a candy can qualify you for WIC, too.
So say if you nutritionally qualify but don't financially, could you possibly be on WIC?
No. Okay. Definitely have to. It's an income-based program. Stop. So, okay. Yeah. It's an income-based program. So step one would be qualifying you for the income piece. And then once you pass that hurdle, then we qualify you for a nutrition risk factor.
Gotcha. So, okay. Good deal. Yeah. So how can people get a hold of WIC? Let us know.
Yeah. So we have a website, www.lfchd.org. And then we also have our public health clinic. It is located at 650 Newtown Pike. We're open Monday through Thursday. We are closed on Friday. So you guys were talking about the weekend and how this is Friday Eve. This is my Friday.
Uh-oh.
Sorry.
Oh, so now we need to hate on her, huh?
We need that's you have a 4-day work week.
Listen to that.
I do, but I'm not gonna lie. It's not for the faint at heart. So they work really, really hard, the staff do, to be able to be there throughout that time frame. And so we're there Monday through Thursday. We do have a late night on Wednesdays. Mm-hmm. So our doors are open until 6:30. So we do want to make sure that we are accommodating those individuals, those working families that may need us later. And then, of course, individuals can always call us as well. So.
Gotcha. Okay. We need a funny story about Jessica before we get off the show.
Okay.
Just one. Look at Jessica shaking her head.
She's not very happy.
She said no.
Tell them what you want to, Christina. Just tell them.
You got something good. She looked like she got something good, y'all.
I'm trying not to get in trouble.
I'm telling you, it's Dove soap over here. I'm linked.
I know, right?
Linked.
Just
like
pure.
Knox.
Oh, well, thank you, Christina, for being on the show. We hope there's some good information that has been given today. Help you out. Help us all out. We need to get some gardening. I want to know what you're doing about gardening because I need to get one. All right. That's the show. Thank you for listening. Tell your friends.
And I would like to say the word of the day.
Oh, that's right.
Is nourishment. Nourishment.
Nourishment.
Nourishment.
It's nourishment. Right?
It's nourishment.
Okay. All right, you gonna have that coming to you.
Nourishment.
Right.
That's the word of the day.
We got it in.
You see that? Nourishment.
You have been listening to Look Who's Talking.